Romans chapter number 10, if you have your Bible today, God's holy word, Romans chapter number 10. Want to begin reading? We'll begin reading verse 11 and just ask God to bless the reading of His word. He said, "For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon Him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." I want to preach this morning for just a little while, if God will help us, on this thought, Brother Charles, a victorious faith. Victorious faith. Having victory in faith. Well, you say, "Preacher, we got victory in Jesus." Amen. Because the Bible tells us so. Faith says, "For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed." Amen. The Bible says if we're ashamed of Jesus, He'll be ashamed of us before the Father. I'm going to say this morning, we should never be ashamed of Him. Amen. Because when it's all said and done, He's the one we're going to be with forever, praise God. All these folks, now listen to me, all these folks around us, it's all time cutting us down, putting us down because we love the Lord, trying to do right, act right, and live right, and walk right. Amen. Lord, just forget about what they think, just follow Jesus. Because when it's all said and done, Brother Bill, He's the only one that's going to matter. Because He's the one that we're going to stand in front of and get account to. Amen. I don't know about you. I just think I'll go with God. I think I'll stay with my Savior, praise God, because He's paved the way for me. Praise the Lord. I'm not going to be ashamed of Him. Amen. Praise God, because if I do, He'll be ashamed of me. He says, there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek. Amen. That means there's no difference. There's no difference between the Jew. There's no difference between the Gentile. Amen. We're all the same. He said, "For the same Lord over all is rich unto all them that call upon Him." He said, so the same Lord, the Lord that's over the Jew, is the same Lord that's over me and you. Amen. And He's rich to all of us. You realize God has all the riches of heaven, and He wants to pour them out upon us and give us that, praise God, from the throne of grace that He wants us to have. He wants us to have His blessings. He wants to have a touch, His touch upon us. And boy, I don't know about you, it's about time that we wanted to let Him have that. Let Him have His will, have His way in our lives. Praise God. So we need to call upon. So whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen. How do you get saved? You call upon the name of the Lord. How do you call upon the name of the Lord? Because you realize you need to be saved. Amen. In other words, you realize that we're lost. We're lost in trespass or sin, praise God. We're in darkness of this world. And we realize that, amen. We call out to the Lord from our heart. Holy Ghost of God deals with us and just shows us that we're old sinners. Amen. We're just old sinners. Every one of us. There's none of us better than anybody else. We've all sinned, come short of the glory of God. That's the word of God. God says it. He speaks it to us. He wants us to know that. Because till we realize that, know that, He can't help us. Amen. But God wants us to have victorious faith today. Praise God. And we have it by calling upon the name of the Lord, by being saved. That's the first step. Amen. We can't go nowhere with the Lord till we get saved. You know, we can ask Him for all kinds of things. He won't hear us, praise God, till we cry out in the depths of our depravity and say, "Lord, forgive me, a sinner." I won't tell you that enters into heaven. When we realize, praise God, we sin, trespass God, we call out to heaven and God begins to hear us and He saves us. Salvation is the most important part. Salvation is what gives you an assurance. Salvation is what gives you the confidence. Salvation is what gives you a right relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We get a right relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We get a right relationship with our Heavenly Father. And that's what God designed this thing to do. That's why we come to church. Amen. That's why we come to get in, praise God, so we can learn and glean from the things of God, from each other, that we can encourage each other along the way. I tell you, we live in a discouraging place. And it's a place called earth. Amen. Now we say, well, sometimes we want to bring it down to our house where I live or you live, praise God. I want to say, praise God, the old earth is a discouraging place sometimes. But I want to say we can take courage in the Lord because He came down to, He transcended down to us, praise God, to bring us out above all the things that this world has. That He'd set our set our lives upon a higher plane for Christ's sake. But He said, whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He said, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Amen. You say, preacher, why do we need preachers? Because God said we did. Amen. You say, I don't know if we need you or not, Pastor. I don't know if you need me or not. Pray God. God said you did. Amen. Now, I don't know if you need me. You might need somebody else. I don't know. Praise God. God said you need a preacher. We need somebody. Praise God. We can't believe without the Word. We can't hear the Word without a preacher. Amen. Praise God. I want to say there's a whole lot of clowns today that's out there trying to just stir them and do all kinds of different things without giving the Word of God. I tell you what I'd rather have. I'd rather have a good dose of the Word of God. Amen. It'll bring conviction to your heart. It'll help you, show you direction. It'll give you a substance, praise God, that you can build upon. It'll give you a foundation, praise God, that's out of this world. A place where we can be established in God. He said, we need a preacher to that. We need the preacher. We need that in order to get the gospel out. He said, how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings to good things. Amen. But God, you realize this book, this blessed old King James Bible is full of good things. Amen. Hey, you know, it's plumb full, Brother Bill, of the promises of God. And said we can attain to those, praise God, when we believe in faith, amen, in what He said. This is, praise God, listen to me, this is the Word of God. Amen. It is the Word of God. It's God speaking to us. And boy, that ought to stir our hearts this morning because it brings good, the gospel is of peace and the gospel is good tidings from God. Amen. That makes a difference in our lives. But he said, some people don't believe it. Some people don't obey it. Amen. He said, but. He said, that's what they come. That's what God does. But he said, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. He said, hey, some people have turned their back on it. Some people don't want it. Some people think we can make it without it. Hello? I want to say, we can't make it without it. Jesus said, you can do nothing without me. Pray God, I'm glad the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ speak to your heart and you can do all things through Christ which strengthens us. Praise God. He begins to make that difference in our lives. He said, for Isaiah said, Lord, who hath believed our report? He said, who's believed it? He said, we've been telling it. Who's believed it? He said, praise God. I want to say, God says there's always a remnant. There's some out there, praise God, some old man of God throws it out there, praise God, and there's some folks it sticks to. Yeah. Amen. There's some people it just settles in on, praise God, and begins to help them. But in order to have a victorious faith, praise God, we need to realize that faith is how we win victories. Amen. I'm talking about faith that wins victories today, that gives us victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only place we have victory. Amen. You say, you can send your kids to school and graduate from high school. Well, we got a victory. We got them through 12 years. Amen. Had to urge and encourage and persuade and threaten, but praise God, we got them there. Amen. And then we have other things, praise God, come up. We want to send them to college or we want to do this or we want to see them get a good job and that's all well and good. But praise God, the best thing we have is a faith. Amen. It's faith that wins victories in this world today. It's faith, praise God, that'll sustain us and bring us the course and give us a victory on the other side. God wants to give us victories. He wants to give us victories over the world in which we live in. He wants to give us victories over this flesh in which we live in. And He wants to give us victory over the devil who wants to live in us. Amen. Did you hear me? That's what God does. And the Bible says we can have victory over the world. In 1 John chapter number 5 and verse number 4, He says, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Amen. And he said, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. He said, so our faith overcomes the world. Through faith, praise God, you can overcome every obstacle we face. Through faith, praise God, we can have the victory through faith, victorious faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It overcomes the world. Not always does it overcome the world, but John chapter 8, Romans chapter 8, if you just go back a couple of chapters, Romans chapter 8 and verse 13, the Bible says this, for if you live after the flesh, you shall die. Did you hear that? Let me read that again. It says, for if you live after the flesh, ye shall die. So if you follow this old flesh, you'll die. It'll take you places and kill you. It'll snuff out your life. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. Amen. So the Bible tells us here in Romans 8, praise God, He said, if we live in the flesh, we'll die. If we live after unction of flesh, we'll die. He said, but praise God, if we live after the Spirit of God, He said, we shall live. Amen. Praise God. It puts us on a different plane. It's like switching playing fields. We go from a playing field of death praise God, to a playing field of life. Amen. The rules all change when you get on God's side. Praise His name. It gets us away from the devil. It moves us into another place. In Ephesians chapter number 6, the Bible says this in verse 16. He says, above all, above everything that there is, above all, said, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Amen. He says, so this is our defense against the devil. Amen. He said, when we take the Lord through faith, believing in Jesus Christ as our Savior, praise God, He said, we have the wherewithal to quench all the fiery darts of the devil. You know what happens when we do that? We don't give him a place to dwell. Amen. We give the devil his walking papers and Jesus Christ our Savior. We say, you know what, devil? Your heyday's over. Your time is finished. I praise God, you've got to move on. I'm a cleaning house, praise God. I'm setting a table for the Holy Ghost. And He's moved into my life. And the Holy Ghost comes in. And He says, I'll take it from here. Praise be to God. And we let Him, amen. And He moves in. And He kicks off His shoes. He said, I'm just going to stay a while. I'm going to set you a table. From the man of God. I'm going to give you a place in the throne room of grace where you can get what God has for you today. Amen. That's enough to make a cold Baptist shout. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith to come overcome every obstacle that we face. Amen. Faith that'll help us to win battles. Amen. The Bible says, He says from the very beginning, praise God, we'll just trust in the Lord. Look back at Deuteronomy chapter number 20. Deuteronomy chapter number 20, verse number 1, the Bible says, when thou goest out to battle against thine enemies, and seest horses and chariots and a people more than thou, be not afraid of them. And now listen, He said, there'll be a lot of obstacles come up in your life. There'll be a lot of things, praise God, that you're up against. He said, but don't worry about it. Don't be afraid. Hey, praise God, I'm glad I don't have to be afraid of what man can do to me. I'm glad there's a Savior lives in my heart. I'm glad He knows where I'm at. I'm glad He knows what I need. I'm glad He knows, praise God, the path that I need to take. And He's there, praise God, to lead us in a path of righteousness for His name's sake. Amen. Praise His holy name. He said, be not afraid of them. Deuteronomy chapter 20, verse 1. He said, for the Lord thy God is with thee. Amen. Who's with you? The Lord thy God. That means He's yours. Amen. A personal God. A loving God. A caring God. He said, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Now, Egypt, a type of the world. Amen. God don't want to leave you, praise God, in the world. God's going to bring us out of this world. Amen. He'll bring you out, let you be a little bit different, be a peculiar people unto Him. And one day, praise God, He'll give a shout of trumpet. He'll snatch us out of here and take us home. Praise God. I'm glad there's a place prepared for them that's prepared for that place. I'm glad, as the way Abraham said, there's a city whose builder and maker's God. And one day, praise God, in a little while, those that believe and trust in Him is going to be carried away. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad. I get carried away sometimes here. I can't help myself. But I'm glad one day, one glorious day, I'm going to be carried away out of here. I'm going to be carried away to a far land. I'm going to be carried away unto a promised land, up and away. Glory, hallelujah. One of these days we'll go. We'll lose gravitation. Praise God. And we'll fly away. Amen. To be with Him gives all new meaning. That song, I'll fly away. Amen. Like a bird out of prison. Praise God. We'll fly away. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Won't that be a time? Won't that be a day? Amen. Leave gravitation. Lose this world. He said, and it shall be when ye are come nigh unto the battle that the priest shall approach and speak unto the people. Now watch this. And shall say unto them, Hear, O Israel, ye approach this day unto battle against your enemies. Now I want to say, I said in the beginning, God says there's no difference between the Jew and the Gentile. The same God right now speaking to the nation of Israel, He's just speaking to me and you. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes we'll get caught up in the Old Testament and say, well, they served a different God and the God we served. I want to say God is the same. I said God is the same. I said God is the same. Yesterday and right now, today and forever, praise God. He changeth not. He was God of Israel. He's the God of the Jew, and He's the God of me and you. Amen. The same God is sovereign in all that He does. He said, you approach this day unto battle against your enemies. Now I want to say this morning, we've all got enemies. Amen. He said, preacher, I don't reckon I got an enemy in this world. Let me just tell you, we've all got enemies. We've all got something that wants to take us out. Something that wants to defeat us. Something that the devil wants to use against us. Amen. Every one of us have enemies. But he said we don't have to be afraid of the enemy, praise God. We just have to go ahead and proclaim the victory in Jesus Christ our Savior. Bless His holy name. He shall say, and shall say to them, Fear, hear, O Israel, you approach this day unto battle against your enemies. Let not your hearts faint. Fear not and do not tremble, neither be ye terrified because of them. What obstacles are you facing today? What are we up against, church? What seems so big that we can't mount up? We can't get over it? What is in our lives? What's in your life? We all have obstacles. We all have those valleys, those mountains, praise God, that we have to conquer. Amen. What is it that's in our way today? He said not to be terrified of them, not to fear them, praise God. But listen, he tells us why in verse number 4. He said, for the Lord your God is He that goeth with you. Amen. Praise God. No matter whether you're in the valley or on the mountain. Praise God. Can I get a witness? Has God been with you when you're down in the valley? Same God that's with you when you're up on the mountain, when you're high up, when you're in a lofty place, when you're shouting and praising and giving God glory, is the same God that's with you when you're low in the valley, when you're looking for help and it don't seem like there's none. But I want to say praise God because you can't see it. It don't mean that it's not right there with you. Praise God. I'm glad I can see Him in the darkest hour. I can see Him in the light, in the dark of night. Praise God. I'm glad there's a little flicker of light. Praise God that lights the way. Shows us a way out. Praise His holy name. Said, for the Lord your God is He that goeth with you to fight for you against your enemies. To save you. I said, we all got enemies. We all got things in our life that want to suck us down, wants to destroy us, wants to suck the life out of us. Amen. But Jesus says, praise God, don't worry about it. Don't let your heart be troubled. He said, I'll be with you, praise God. He said, when the enemy comes at you, I pray God, do like old Elisha did to his servant. Praise God. He said, hey, open his eyes and let him see what you've already showed me. He said, let him see the host of heaven. Let him see everything that God has that He wants to show to me and you, that He wants to do for me and you, praise God, that we might see the glory of God. I'm glad I can see the glory of God, don't you? I'm glad I can see it. He said, for He'll fight against your enemies. He'll fight. Why does He fight? So He can save you. Amen. So He can pluck you out of your distress. So He can bring us above it, praise God. Why does God do that? So we can come out and shout on the other side. Amen. So that we can praise Him and give Him glory, that we can give Him the victory, praise God, for what He's proceeding to do. I'm talking about a victorious faith today. Realizing, praise God, God said He'd be with us even against our enemies. Amen. That He'd bring us out. Praise God. Listen, you and I can't generate faith. Amen. I don't care how much we try, we cannot generate faith. You say, why? Because the Bible tells us here. Now, I'm just now really getting into the meat of the message, so just hang on. Amen. I want you to see this morning. God's wanting to give us some help. The Bible says in verse 17 of Romans 10, He says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we can't generate faith within ourselves. The Bible says faith cometh by hearing. Now, in order to hear, you got to want to listen. Hello? Are you still with me? Wave at me. I won't know that you're still away. Said, faith cometh by hearing. Faith comes by hearing what God's got to say. Not what I've got to say, what God's got to say. Hey, I'm just no bumbling country boy, praise God. I want to say there's a God of heaven, amen, that knows exactly what we need this morning. He said, so faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the Word of God. Amen? What do we hear? What are we listening for? We're listening for the Word of God. Amen. You ought to be here this morning, praise God. You're listening. You ought to be listening to hear from God. Not my old bumbling voice. Amen. Not my mannerism. But you ought to be here listening to hear a message from God. What God has to say to you this morning. Amen. He said, for faith come by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So in order to have victorious faith, praise God, We've got to feed steadily upon the Word of God. Amen. Now, let me just say this. Most of us, hello, aren't going to read your Bible like you should. Amen. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Most of us are not going to read the Bible like we should. We're not going to study the Bible like we should. So Paul said, that's why you need to assemble yourself together, not to fail to assemble yourself together, as custom is, even so more as the day approaches. Because he said he knew it'd be this way. We get busy and we get occupied and we just don't take time for God. Oh me. Now don't get quiet on me. Praise God, I'm just preaching the truth. Bible said the truth will make you free.
Amen.
Amen. Give you liberty, praise God. Realize where you're at and where God wants to bring you to. Amen. There's a tow rope out there. Glory. There's a tow rope that God's a throwing out to us this morning. He said, younger, just get a hold and hang on.
Amen.
Amen. Through faith, the victorious faith in Christ Jesus, praise God. So we need a steady flow of the Word. We need a steady feeling, a daily reading of God's Word that we might advance the cause. Amen. We have victorious faith, praise God, because of our prevailing faith. Faith that just keeps pressing on. How do we do it? By prevailing prayer. We begin to pray and seek God's face in everything we do. We ask God for His help. So God, praise God, He begins to move upon our hearts as we begin to ask Him for things. As we begin to grow, and Lord, you say, well, preacher, you know, if you just believe, just ask, believe, and you shall receive. Amen, that's true. I say it all the time. There's a little bit more to it than that. In Mark chapter 11, let me just give you that. In Mark chapter 11, verse 24, the Bible says this. He said, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. So there it is in a nutshell, right? So you just pray, whatsoever you desire, you pray when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. So in other words, what we say, we got to pray believing in order to receive. Amen? We've got to pray believing in order to receive what God has for us. Amen? Praise God. But what takes place? You know what I want, praise God, so I pray believing I'm going to get it. But real faith, praise God, real faith, we don't only pray believing, but real faith offers us a guarantee. Hello? Have you ever thought about a guaranteed prayer? Hello? A guaranteed prayer is a prayer that comes from God. Because we pray according to His promise. We pray, Brother Jeff, according to His will that we might receive what He's got for us. And you receive it. We receive it because it's the Father's will. Amen. The promise. Look at Luke chapter 11. He tells us that in Luke chapter number 11. Luke chapter number 11 and verse number 13. The Lord's saying this. Now, Lord's are speaking here, and the Lord cannot lie. He wouldn't if he just ain't able. He said, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall, now watch this, shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him. Amen. So we take this word here. We said that the Holy said that He shall. If we said we, if we being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give you the Holy Spirit to them that ask of Him? Amen. We pray and we ask God for these things, but God, so God begins to pour out. We take a, it's a promise from God, and God begins to answer His promise. We see it again in Acts chapter number 2. Acts chapter number 2, the Bible says this in verse 38. But let's go back up to 32. It says, "This Jesus hath God raised up, wherefore we all are witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, He hath shed forth this which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but he saith himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand until I make thine enemy, thy foes, thy footstool. He said, therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ." Now watch this. He said, "Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and saith unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do?" Let me just say this. Stop right here. He said, it's not being pricked in your heart. It's not being sorry, praise God, that'll save you. You can be sorry till the cows come home and still die lost without Christ. Amen. You got to be sorry. Not you got to have a godly sorrow. You got to realize that what you did broke the heart of God, that you are a sinner and you need a Savior. Peter goes on and says this, "Then Peter said unto them, repent." There it is, repent. That's a change of mind, a change of heart that leads to a changed life. Amen. Praise the Lord. "And be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission," that's the sending away of sins, "and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children, to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call." Amen. So he says he gives us a promise here in Christ Jesus our Savior. Amen. We see it. He said, we know, he said, those that are called. Well, I know I've called. I know God called me from my sinfulness. Amen. Called me unto salvation. Praise God. The call of God touched me on that March 1976. And praise God, I got saved, marvelously born again, and become a child of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So now I'm saved. So I've been called. Brother Jeff, we've been called. We've been saved, praise God. We trust the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior. So now, praise God, we say, "Here it is, Lord." He said, "In your word, and it's in your promise." And so we ask you, God, just take your word and just keep your promise. Amen. Praise, ain't that what you'd expect from me and you? If we tell somebody something, praise God, we expect them to keep our promise. If somebody promises you something, somebody tells you something, praise God, then we expect them to keep that promise. We can do the same thing. God, praise God. It's the way God divided it. He put us that promise out. He wouldn't make us promises that He wouldn't want to keep. What kind of father would that be? What kind of person would that be? That would continue to make promises that He doesn't want to keep, doesn't intend to keep. But God Almighty made His promise that He intends to keep. So we say, "Here we are, Lord." He said, "In your word, we have your promises." And God, we ask you now, Lord, that you just keep your promise. Lord, we believe, Lord, in you. We trust in you. We ask you, God, to keep the promises that you made to us. I tell you what, I'm talking about victorious faith today, faith that gets victory in Christ. Amen. We begin to pray and ask God to move in our life. So we say, "Please help me, Lord, pray. Lord, I'm just trusting you." He said, "Fill me, Lord, with your Holy Spirit. Show me the right way." And God begins to do what He promised He'd do. He said, "How do you know?" Because it's according to, it's not only what He called us to do, not only save us, but He said it's according to His will. Amen, that He does it. Look at 1 John chapter number 5. Now, I know we're going in a whole lot of different directions today, but I want you to see this. Because we're talking about victorious faith, faith, victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. In 1 John chapter number 5, He says in verse 14, He said, "This is the confidence that we have in Him." What a confidence. You know what's missing in most church people today are confidence. You know, we've been taught, well, just pray, believing. Well, we got to pray, believing in the promises that God's made us. Amen. That's what's missing, praise God. We don't pray according to the promises, according to what God's told us He wants to do for us. He said, "This is the confidence that we have in Him, not in us, not in what we're able to accomplish, but in Lord Jesus Christ. That if we ask anything according to His will," there it is. If we ask anything according to His will, what's His will? Those things He's already promised us. See, God's way ahead of this thing. He's way ahead. He's so far ahead of us most of the time we don't realize it. A lot of times, I think as Christians, we think, well, you know, we'll just hold out. We'll just wait here, Brother Chris, till God catches up with me. And when God catches up with me after a while, praise God, everything will be okay. I'm going to say God's way ahead of us. Amen. God's way ahead of me and you, praise God. If we ask anything, according to His will, He hears us. And we know that if we know that He hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition. Now that's past tense. That's like it's already a done deal. We have the petitions that we desire of Him. So in this victorious faith, praise God, we just take God according to His promises. We just believe what God tells us. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's the basic principle of believing. Amen. We believe on Lord Jesus Christ. We believe what He says. So we have victorious faith through prevailing faith through prevailing prayer. And we have that, praise God, from the study of the Word of God. From looking at the precious holy right of God and let Him speak to our heart. That's why He had said, so then faith cometh by hearing. Amen. How do you get it? By hearing. By willing to listen. Let me just ask a question. Don't nobody raise their hand. How many times you went and sat in a meeting, maybe a revival or something, and you sat there and a preacher's preaching, songs is good, the preacher preaches, and you sat in there and you say, well, Lord, I'm not paying no attention to this. This is not for me. Amen. You've figured out a direction that you're going, a direction in your life, and you say, Lord, just touch these people, Lord. I pray, God, that you just, you know, give them what they need. But you've closed your mind to what you need. You say, preacher, I don't need nothing. See, you've done been messed up. God, the old devil's done got you persuaded. He got you deceived. We need the touch of God. Every one of us need it all the time. So we need to have a receptive ear to hear. So the faith cometh by hearing. That's where our faith is made strong when we're willing to hear. In other words, we come to listen. Amen. We come to glean from the things of God. We open the Bible to see what God has for you. Amen. It's not what just see what God says. It's what God has to say to you and to me. Amen. So we ask God to just stand on His promise, praise God, as we take the Word of God, we begin to believe the Word of God. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Amen. Hearing, it's because of the Word of God. So we take our stand, our victorious faith comes when we stand upon what we hear, what we know, what God tells us in His Word. And it gives us a victorious faith. Because we take this blessed old book and we say, Lord, I need something from You. And what we do from reading and studying, that's why the Bible says we take the Word of God and we begin to apply it to our hearts in the situations that we face. Let me give you an example. What happens if you're sick? Amen? What happens when you get sick? I hope we'd pray and say, Lord, help me get better. Amen? But what precept do we have to go off of in order to get that? Now, we're talking about victorious faith, faith that God will help us to get better. Amen? I got your attention now, don't you? Don't I? Because everybody gets sick. The Bible says this in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15, and the Lord will take away from thee all sickness. What? The Lord, the Bible says, God says, the Lord will take away from thee all sickness. So what do? We take that verse, we say, Lord, according to Your word, I ask You, God, in faith, I'm talking about miraculous faith, Lord, please take away this sickness. Amen. You say, well, preacher, it's hard to believe that He'd do that. Why? Because He said He would. Amen. So what we do, miraculous faith takes us to the Word of God. That's why we said so faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. We take the Word of God. We believe what God tells us. That's what believing is, children, is taking God's Word and believing it. Some of you looking at me like, preacher, faith's a hard thing. Amen, Brother Chris. Sometimes tough, ain't it? Sometimes situations come up and it's hard to just believe. But we got to go and we take the Word of God. That's why he said we study to show ourselves approved in God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the Word of truth. We take God's Word and we fill ourselves with it, praise God. And when the obstacles and the battles come, praise God, we go to Scripture and verse and say, Lord, this is what you said about this situation. And Lord, I just pray, believe it, Lord, that you'll take care of it. Amen. Take care of it. I believe, Lord, what you told me. What if we don't? Then we become unbelievers. Hello? I think a lot of our churches are, Brother Junior, they're half-believers. Amen? We believe it when we pray it and it comes true according to our logic. But when we pray it and it doesn't come true according to our logic, but God's, we say, well, God didn't answer that. Well, that's not so. God's bigger than us. Amen. He's much smarter than us. So we got to realize, praise God, to have victorious faith, come full circle, to have victorious faith, praise God. He says, so then faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. We've got to plant the Word of God in our lives so that we have the ammunition to fight the devil, to fight the flesh, to overcome the world. Amen. God, I give you these three verses in the very beginning to have victory over the world, victory over flesh, and victory over the devil. Amen. You could take those three. You could take those three verses right there and overcome every obstacle we face by just putting our faith and trust in the Lord. We can't generate faith, but praise God, we can have faith, victorious faith, believing on Lord Jesus Christ, even to the overcoming the obstacles that we face. But we have to ask ourselves the question. Do we take time for God and His Word? Is it important to us? Listen, if we want to have victorious faith, if we have victory in Jesus, praise God, it ought to be the most important part. That's why Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and everything else will be added to you. You need food and clothing and raiment. You need a place to stay, praise God. God says, just put your faith in the Lord first. Amen. But trust the Lord first, and all these things shall be added unto you. Victorious faith. He said, preacher, you really believe God do all that for me? He promised He would. Amen. He promised He would if we'd just seek Him with all our heart, our mind, our soul, our strength, because He's made us victorious. Amen. Great promises for our victorious faith in Him. That's a prevailing faith. Amen. A real faith. A faith in prayer. A prevailing faith in prayer. A prayer that brings us through, praise God, to the other side. But we have to ask ourselves the question, though. Are you and I, praise God, taking time for God to plant His Word in our hearts that we might not sin against God? I wonder why David was so adamant about that. When he begged God, he said, Lord, please, plant your word in my heart that I might not sin against thee. He knew that he needed the ammunition for this old world to fight the flesh and the enemy. Listen, we can't do it by ourselves. We don't have the power. But through Jesus Christ, amen, we have the ammunition to live in victorious faith today, a victorious faith. Praise God.